So welcome to this edition of CTQ Smart Levers, and today I have Sirisha with me. Hi Sirisha.
Hi Harish.
And the purpose of this episode or edition is to talk about purpose. So what exactly is a purpose in the context of organizations?
Yeah, purpose in the context of organizations is a true North Star, right? It's the direction, the longer term goal that you want to achieve, or the big problem that you're actually trying to solve for the society. Why purpose statement is extremely important is because it gives, you know, nobody can plan everything at once. Everybody creates strategic plans. Earlier, plans used to be created for 5 years. Strategic plans used to be created for 5 years. Now it's come down to a year, and now even 6 months is highly unpredictable given the entire volatile environment, right? So your path might not be a straight road to that true North Star. You'll meander along the way. But just having that true North Star, or the purpose of what is it, why is it that we are in this business, what is it that we have set out to achieve, having that clear gives you that general direction, gives everybody in that organization that general direction. So suddenly becomes extremely important in a very, very volatile environment.
Right. Yeah. In fact, today I was reading about the Wadley maps, and he speaks about the purpose and how it actually helps you define your strategy. It's very interesting. When I'm sure we will do another Smart Levers episode on that. Having said that, we've spoken about the golden circle that Simon Sinek talks about in a previous Smart Levers edition with Ramanand, where we spoke about the reason for existence. Why do you exist? And you should always start with a why. So I will ask a what question here, Sirisha. So what actually makes a good purpose statement for an organization? When will I know that, yes, this is a purpose statement that is good, that is something which I can use for my organization?
Yeah. So one of the most important things about a purpose statement is it has to be motivating. It has to be aspirational, and it has to be something where you can rally people around, where people get together, and like Seth Godin refers to as the tribe, right? You create your tribe for people who want to partner with you on the journey. They might be your employees, they might be other stakeholders, they might be everybody else in the ecosystem who want to be part of that cause, right? So it has to be extremely aspirational, and it's good if it's transformational, because that's where you're seeing that change happen, right? You're looking at something that is much bigger than a big, hairy, audacious goal. It's not even a goal, because you really don't know how you're going to get there, but that's what you want to do. So that's that kind of larger transformational picture that you look at. For instance, if you look at Google, right, they talk about, this is an example that you'd be seeing everywhere. They talk about organizing the world's information, right? Now, there is no one set path. Nobody spoke about technology. Nobody spoke about how they're going to do it, when they're going to do it. But that seems like an extremely massive thing that they set out to do many, many years ago. So that has to be your purpose statement. It has to be aspirational. It has to be transformational. You might not know the exact time, date, the metrics around which you will get there, but that's what it should be able, using your purpose statement, you should be able to rally people around you. That's the objective.
Right. Just a qualification here, Sirisha, not everyone might be wanting to or heading towards making a Google or a SpaceX, which is going to make humans an interplanetary species, right? We might be having other lesser, reasons for existence. So what would you, say to such companies and such founders where they may not have, this massiveness in their purpose statement?
Yeah. So while these are extreme examples, right, these are probably the best examples worldwide, and also the scale at which they're operating. Even for smaller companies, having the magnanimous goal where you're not tying to technology. Let's take the example of technology companies, right? You're not tying yourself to technology. You're not tying yourself to what you're delivering today, but you're looking at solving the problem for the community. Why does my organization exist? I exist because I want to do this. I exist because this is the problem that we are looking at solving. Okay. So for instance, even for a software development company, something like, we work in this to make the job easier for our customers. is a probable purpose statement for them. But look at something that is beyond what it is about the company. And that's the difference between vision and purpose. And I often keep talking about it, because vision is about where you want to see that company, right? And most of the startups today will have this vision of, I want to become a unicorn by so-and-so. Or I want to work in so many, be operational in so many countries, those kind of things, right? So vision is for a company. It's that big, hairy, audacious goal for the company. But purpose transcends companies, transcends industries. It's talking about a problem you're solving for the community. And that's what makes it, see, vision could be very aspirational for the founders. Vision could be very aspirational for people who are part of the organization. But vision need not be aspirational for somebody outside. It would seem very selfish or very personal interest driven if they're really not associated with that company, right? But whereas a purpose statement is about what a problem you're solving. It's about a change you're bringing in the society. Is it about, it's about taking things to a much higher level, improving the quality of life, improving the way people work, improving everything around them, right? And that's what helps you get people together. So more than, when I say massive, it could be massive at this way in which, massive compared to where they are operating today.
It's the world they want to see.
It's the world they want to see. Yeah, very, very nicely put. It's the world they want to see. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, my usual flip question to, both you and Raman, and then we do this Smartly with episodes, is what happens when organizations don't have a purpose statement?
Okay. Short term, anything happens, maybe no. Right? Your initial few employees, anything happens, maybe no. Because they're coming together for solving their problem. But in the longer term, everybody is treating everything very transactionally. In the longer term, you don't have people that are rallying for you. You don't have people thinking beyond what they should usually think about. You don't want to, people to think completely out of the box and look at a radical solution. And that becomes an increasing challenge when you're operating in an industry that is extremely volatile, right? In a technology industry or in a in an aerospace industry or anything to do with aviation. All of these sectors where things are highly volatile, the way business is functioning is highly volatile, then it becomes very tough to keep people engaged and motivated, right? For them, change is so fast. Earlier, change management, there used to be these specific change management teams in companies that would handle change once in 5 years and 6 years. Now, it is there every... It's question of day-to-day operation, right? Change, adjusting, accommodating to change becomes a day-to-day thing. Adaptability becomes a day-to-day thing. In which case, having that purpose statement knows, okay, I know this is the general direction that we are heading towards. Because A is not working today, B is not working today, we are doing C and D. But at some point, we'll merge back into our main track is how people will start looking at it. So longer-term engagement with people, longer-term engagement with your customers, rallying a tribe where you have people who are working with you on your vision, also identifying who are the probable partners you can collaborate with, who are the other companies that you can work together with. All that comes in place when you start talking about the purpose and you move beyond the operational and the transactional level.
Right. On that note, Sirisha, I was trying to draw parallels to what we are doing because we started with purpose of this episode. So given the purpose of Choose to Think is to help individuals and teams be more confident about their relevance in the future, it is about bringing people, bringing new knowledge, bringing new mental models to people. So I'm sure this episode will also help our listeners and viewers with, building their own purpose and, articulating their reason for existence. And that is what is going to help them, eventually be more confident about the future, which is more and more uncertain as we are, going forward for both individuals and companies. So on that note, thanks a lot, Sirisha.
Thanks, Sirish.
If you like this, we know you care about your and your team's future relevance. You can find us and click on the subscribe button on YouTube, Spotify, Google and Apple Podcasts. You can also find us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook and Instagram. There are two ways to enter the insider group of friends of CTQ, a Telegram channel where you get daily tidbits that help you think about future relevance, and our weekly email newsletter called The Upleveler. We've got some fabulous testimonials from our subscribers. We share special discount codes for CTQ compounds and exclusive invitations to our events on both these channels. Just go to choosetothink.com, that is think with a Q, and you'll find all the links to subscribe. You owe it to yourself.